Hey friends!
How's it going?
So today we are talking about creating wedding registries.
Yes, that fun thing.
It's been a bit since we created our wedding registry.
A bit?
I tried to like go on to Target and Bed Bath & Beyond and stuff and pull up our old wedding registries, but it's been too long.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised at that.
Yeah.
You'd think they would just be stuck there.
Right, just like archived.
Yeah, like, or something.
No. They removed them.
I was actually kind of frustrated at it, because it would have been really cool to look back on it.
And, like, what were we thinking? Registering for some
and see,
of this stuff?
I'd actually be kind of cool to see what items we still have, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah,
a little, like,
be.
Percentage of, like, hey, we're
what
at,
has
like,
taken the moves with
that's
us?
Right. That's
and,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, we, like, kept leaving for Kenya.
That's
and,
right.
Like, brought
yeah.
to Richmond. And that yeah, would be interesting,
be,
actually.
Yeah.
We could probably just think that through.
We could probably, yeah. Like, just look through our shelves.
Anyways. Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael Laura Photography.
Good job, Ben.
Thanks.
All right, so we decided to go ahead and talk about this today because a friend of ours is getting married, mm-hmm. and they asked for some help with their wedding registry, and we just thought, you know, it is kind of like a big beast to tackle when
right.
you're thinking of wedding planning, and it's something we haven't ever talked about before, and so we thought we would just share, like, some tips and some perspective on how to go about creating your wedding registry and what you should think about. And
I mean, we are experts on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, because it felt so good when we did it.
You loved registering.
I did. It was cool.
I think that this is, like, one of those things where, like, if your groom is, like, not super into planning,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, cake tasting and going around the store with the
right.
beeper gun.
With the gun. Yeah, it's so fun. You just click whatever you want.
Just have them do those
it's
two
like
things
free
with
buying
you.
Thing. You're, like, buying things for free.
It's not what it is at all. Okay, anyways. So if somebody comes to you, they're like, hey, Michael, I need help creating my wedding registry. What are some tips you have? What would you start with?
Okay, so I think what I would have to say first is when you're registering and you're running around with a gun, scan everything that you think you might be interested in.
Oh, God.
Everything?
Everything.
I mean, if you're like, hey, this could be, you know, I'm interested in this, you know.
Right.
Just scan anyways. And then once you've scanned everything from all the places you are registered, go back immediately afterwards, look through it all.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like scan it all and then
pare down.
Before any of this, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so like certainly before you like send it out or do anything.
Right.
Yeah, get it all online, take a look at it from all of the different stores,
mm-hmm.
and then be like, oh, I registered for 3 sets of pots
yeah.
from Target and then Bed Bath & Beyond and then Crate & Barrel.
Yeah.
I don't need all 3. Which one do I like best?
Yes.
I think that that's good, too, because if you are registering the store, which I feel like you kind of should do because
mm-hmm.
it's, like, the fun of it.
It is.
Like, going around the store and clicking the beeper.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's nice that we have, like, you could go online and you could, like, check reviews
mm-hmm.
and, like, compare the things from different stores.
That's a good point.
And really be able to, like, look at things.
Right.
So, certainly, I think you should pare things down because I think we ended up with, like, for example, like 8 wooden cutting boards. I'm not even joking.
I
like,
think we've
literally,
gotten more since then.
We probably have. Actually, we definitely
we
have.
We definitely have.
But, I mean, who needs 8 large wooden cutting boards?
Well,
but
there's so there's so much variety in cutting boards. You're like, I can't just have this one because this one's so cool.
Right. And that's what happened to us. And so we ended up with a ton where we really needed to sit down and, like, review it afterwards to see, like, does it make sense to own all of these things?
Right.
And I think with that, does it make sense in my house?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you could go around the store and be like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
But then you also have to think about, like, does it fit with the things you already own or what you want your house to look like?
Right. That's a very good point.
Yeah. It was your point.
Well,
I enhanced it.
You enhanced, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so I would say that my first tip for people would be to find a registry host that you can combine items from, like, a bunch of different stores
mm-hmm.
and then also maybe some experience items. So,
yeah.
like, Zola is a great one. I think Zola is particularly good, or, you know, find one that's similar to that in that you can have your wedding website and your registry linked. 'Cause I think nothing's worse than having a registered at these places on
right.
your wedding invitation or like an insert card. I don't like that. But something that has your wedding website, and then people can go and they can see everything in one neat place, like Zola does. This is not sponsored, by the way. Zola
sponsored by Zola.
Zola didn't even exist when we got married, so
I was going to ask you, do you know what the place was that we used?
I think we used My Wedding.
That sounds right.
Which is a similar. We registered at a bunch of different places, and then it kind of combined it for you. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the best things about that is not only can you register for like random items from different places, like if you need a couple of those Anthropologie home goods, you know, you don't have to have a full registry at Anthro. You could just like add a couple of things with a link. But mostly that you can register for things like experiences on your honeymoon or like a, you know, cooking class together or something like that, which I think is especially good for people who are getting married these days where maybe they've been living together for like 5 years already and they kind of are settled in. Or maybe, you know, you're getting married later in life and you don't necessarily need, you know, a new set of plates. Like you have those kinds of things. And so I think that registering for experiences is a fun idea.
Yeah. And I mean, I think as a guest, I think that there is, or maybe when we got married, people were like, I don't know, giving a physical item is the bigger deal. I want to give a physical item.
Right.
And I don't think that is quite the same anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's just with the passage of time.
Yeah, no, I think that you're right. But I think that there are definitely going to be people who want to give you a physical gift.
Right.
So, like, making sure that that's an option is important.
Right.
But then also, you know, register for some fun experiences.
Yeah.
Because that'll be like fun. More memorable anyways.
Yeah.
Because that'll be fun.
It'll be a fun experience.
Will be fun. Okay. Any other tips?
Yeah. I think another thing that we did is we registered for some items that we could both enjoy together. So it's not necessarily like experience, but it's like instead of your typical getting your household items done.
Right. Like bed, bath items.
Right, that kind
kitchen.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
It was stuff that helped us do things we like to do together. So we love to travel, so we got a tent. We did board games.
Because we love a game night.
Because we're playing board. Yeah.
Love
playing
a game night.
Board games. Yes.
I think that that's a good point. Not necessarily just registering for things that like one of you will enjoy, but things that you'll like doing together.
Yeah.
Which I think is another reason why like the experiences on a site like Zola is fun. Because you can do like dinner out or like, you know, going to Topgolf or something.
How specific can you be on this? Can you say, I want to go to Topgolf? Or is linked to that too? So
yeah, I think on Zola, or at least on something, you're allowed to just say something. And then essentially they're just giving you money for it.
Right.
So it would be like $50 for this like restaurant we love, or like this place we always go on our anniversary, or the, you know, whatever. And then they're just giving you the money for that experience, but it's budgeted towards a certain thing.
Ah.
So it's not like they're just like writing you a blank check, but you've said, this is something that I really enjoy. And then that person is relating to that item saying like, oh, we go to Topgolf together all the time. That's so fun. They should, you know, I want to like let them have
treat
a date night there.
Yeah.
Rather than just like writing them a check, you're kind of putting it towards that item or that experience, which I think is a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
So anyways, love a site like Zola.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not sponsored.
No.
I don't know why I keep
sponsored
saying.
Sponsored by mywedding.com.
No, we're not. Okay, anyways, my turn. Okay, so my last tip, I think, is that you have to think about your guests when you're registering. So I said this already a little bit, but like some people are really going to want to like go into a store and buy your gift for you and wrap it up and bring it to the wedding.
Right.
You know, that's definitely something that people still love and enjoy doing. And then also people are going to want to just be able to like click purchase online and have it shipped to your door. So I think making sure that you're having the options for those different things is important. But then also thinking about, which I think is the hardest thing to do, is how many people you have invited to your wedding.
Yeah.
And
this is a good one.
How, and then a variety of price points where people could buy gifts at their own like comfort level.
Yeah.
So I think what they say is to like budget that like 25% of your guests will give you a gift that's like $50 or $75 or less. about half of your guests will give you a gift that's like 50 to 100, and then another 25% would give you like a larger gift. Oh. So like making sure that on your registry, that's reflected, mm-hmm. where somebody could get you something where it's just like a couple smaller items, or, you know, not having like 20 huge ticket items,
yeah.
Making sure that you're being conscious of like, would somebody really be able to buy that for me? And I think on websites like Zola, you can actually like divide those bigger ticket items so that yeah. they could give you like a portion of it.
Yeah.
So if you're like, you know, we don't need a lot of stuff, but I'd really love a new couch. You could put a couch on there, but
and
then it's divided in
parts of it too.
Right.
That's
yeah.
a good idea.
Yeah.
And Zola's got a lot of good ideas.
I'm like so plugging Zola right now. I'm not meaning to. But anyways, this was really hard for us when we had our wedding.
Yeah.
One, because we were really young when we got married. And so all of our friends were young and, you know, they're not like professionals yet and don't have like a huge budget to spend on people's weddings. And we wanted to be, you know, considerate of that and make sure that we had a lot of things on our registry that were lower priced items.
Right.
But also we invited a ton of people. We had a huge wedding. Again, we got married young. So we had just like a ton of college friends. We were still close with our high school friends. I have a big family. And so there were a lot of people at our wedding. And so we needed to make sure that there was enough for people to actually be able to give us gifts for.
Yeah.
So actually after, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think this kind of ties into that first point saying when you're paring down items,
right.
you should keep in mind how many people might be coming to your wedding.
Yeah.
Or even how many people you might be sending invites to that you know people won't be coming.
Right.
But keeping that in mind so that people,
yeah.
your numbers aren't like, oh, I have like 20 items on registry and 100 people are showing up, you know?
Yeah. I actually had to go back onto our registry several times to sort of like readjust things. Like I noticed that like there were only like, you know, 10 more things that were under 20 or, you know, under $30 or whatever.
Right.
And so I was like, I really need to add in some other things that, you know, could be a smaller gift item. And then like after our bridal shower, when, you know, other people had given us gifts and a bunch of things had been removed, you know, we went on again and sort of like reanalyzed, like, is this like attainable for our guests?
Right.
And do they have something to pick from? So while that kind of seems weird of like analyzing, like,
who price patterns,
you what, and yeah, like price points and whatever. You do want to make sure that you're being like considerate and that there's something that everyone could get you something that fits them.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I think thinking about your guests, another idea that I think, well, we did this too, but registering for like in multiple spots from multiple locations
right.
or stores.
Yeah.
I think, you know, some people are very like, I think more and more, I feel like people are like, I don't want to buy something on Amazon if I can find it somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
You know,
see what you're saying.
Not that I think you shouldn't register at Amazon.
Yeah.
But, you know, just giving some people some variety of places where they could choose to buy an item from.
Right. And, like, we've had friends who have gotten married in, like, a small town or something.
Yeah.
Or people are coming from a small town and maybe they don't have a Bed Bath & Beyond, but they do have a Target or
yeah.
something like that where mm-hmm. they would want to be able to go in physically and buy something. So making sure that it's attainable.
Yeah.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond was a bad idea or a bad example, like Anthropology or
yes.
whatever. So if you're
yeah, something a little more. Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. Do you have any other tips?
I think that this just kind of tricked my mind when you were talking about things that we got from our bridal shower, is buying items through the registry if they've created one.
Okay. So there's like four tips you would give to people.
Mm-hmm.
Any other things people should be keeping in mind while they're making their registry?
Yeah, I think planning ahead for when you send out all your thank yous. Because what I remember is
it's
us,
crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were like sitting in the garage of your parents' house
mm-hmm.
and we're going through all the gifts, which is super fun.
Yeah.
And like it's so exciting.
Right
when
after the wedding.
Right after the wedding.
Yeah.
But you need to make sure that at that time you're, mm-hmm. you're marking down, you're writing down who gave you what. Because
yeah.
I know that there's one or two items that slipped through our cracks and we were like, couldn't remember who gave it to us. for a long time.
Well, we got married on the weekend of Hurricane Sandy, and I think a lot of the tags that went along with gifts had gotten blown away from the gift.
Right.
So we had some just like envelopes that weren't attached to a gift, and some gifts that didn't have a name or whatever, and so it was kind of messy. So I think, making sure that you have like a good location on the wedding day where gifts are. I also think as wedding photographers, people walk up to us a lot, and they're like, where should we put the gift? And I'm like, I don't know. Stick it over here.
Yes.
So I think having like a marked location, probably both at the ceremony and the reception, and a place for cards. Because I think
like
that
a box or something.
Yeah.
Making sure a lot of people... box.
Well, I think, like, even more so today, people are going to bring, like, a gift card or a check or something, and you just want, like, a safe place for it.
Yeah.
But anyways, I digress. Yeah, sitting down and making sure that you're, like, keeping track of things. I hope my mom doesn't mind me sharing this, but I was, like, super paranoid about that because my mom came home after a night of partying on her wedding day, and while my dad was, like, unloading everything from the car, she sat down with a bottle of champagne in the middle of her living room and opened all of her gifts without writing any crumbs down.
Yeah.
So she just had to write generic gifts, thank you to
so much for the gift. Wow. That's crazy.
Isn't that like such a my mom story?
That is kind of your mom story. Let's jump in and do this and like not think about it.
Anyways, Mom, I hope you don't mind that I just shared that. But it's cute. It's a cute story. But I think that she very much learned from that. And
she's so good. She's so on it now with cards.
She's so on top of it. Yeah. And so I knew that I needed to be too. So we set up like a Google Doc of everybody's names. When they RSVP, when they sent in their RSVP, what their address was, and then what gift they sent, and when we had sent a thank you card, just to make sure we stayed on top of things. And I think with Zola, it'll do it for you. I'm not even joking. You can't make this stuff up. I'm really not. They should. I'm gonna send this to them.
That's right. You should. Yeah.
Maybe they'll just sponsor us.
Yeah. Maybe.
Anyway. Anyways, I think with Zola, there's like a tab where you can say like if you've sent a thank you card or whatever, along with your RSVPs. So it organizes it for you.
Yeah.
But definitely making sure that you have a system for it. And then also we created like cute little thank you cards with like a picture on it for after the wedding, but making sure you also have thank you cards before the wedding because most of your gifts are going to come in before. I know people like making like a card maybe with a wedding picture on it that says thank you. But a ton of gifts are going to come in before the wedding and you should be ready to send thank you cards out like just right away.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm going to just tangent real quick.
Yeah.
But I love that like once you're like engaged, like the gifts just start coming in. You know, like as soon as you're done with your registry, things will just show up at your door.
It's like Christmas.
So you should like do
every
that.
Day.
I mean, after you book your big vendors, us and your, you know, all that. Do the registry, because it's just like you open your door and you don't know what's...
Well, and I do think it's a good tip to do your registry early.
Yeah.
Because, again, you want to give yourself some time to sit on it before you send it out to your guests.
Right.
But people are going to want to start giving you gifts right away.
Yeah.
Like, when the save the date goes out, they're going
to
start coming
I love that rule. It's like, even... I think the rule is up to a year after the wedding.
Yeah, so you could...
You can
You're still okay if you haven't sent a gift until a year after.
So, like, you're still going to get a year after. That's awesome. I actually like those people that wait, because it's like, wait a second.
Bonus prize,
yeah. No? I don't know.
No, I think that's funny. Yes, I think that is a great tip, though, making sure that you have a system, cards ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You could pre-address things, make sure you have stamps, create a little station for yourself, like... Get ready to crank those cards out because, one, you just need to send a thank you card. I think it's so important. But also, make sure that you have a system to do it where it's not, like, too overwhelming.
And if it's planned and if you keep up with it, then your hand won't hurt as much. Because I do remember that. And I only wrote a few because my handwriting's terrible.
That's true.
I can only remember what you wrote.
There were certain people that, like, I didn't necessarily know very well. And I was like, Michael, you have to be in charge of sending the thank you cards to these people. Just, like, it'll mean more coming from you than someone that they barely know. And so
I have a small family, so luckily that was...
but you put them off.
They piled up.
You got to send those things out right away.
You do.
So I think that's a great tip. But going along with that, can I say one thing that I just absolutely hate?
Yes.
this might rub a few Ooh. People wrong.
Okay.
But I really, really dislike when at a bridal shower, or I've even seen it at a wedding, where they put out envelopes and they ask people to address their own envelope.
Mm.
It drives me crazy. I just think it's kind of tacky. Like, you know, like, I didn't ask you to wrap your own gift. Right. Like, don't ask me to write my own thank you card
right.
out.
True.
I really don't like it. I think it was like a Pinterest thing that went around and it just blew up and we've seen it so many times. I don't like it.
I think that's a fair point.
You can write my name and address on an envelope.
Right.
And if you don't want to, you know, create an Excel document, export it to print on an envelope.
Is that less
print it all? No, yeah, you can print it. Just don't make me write it.
Okay. That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think it's weird. It's like me.
It's like you're getting a card from yourself.
Right. It's like I'm in charge of my own thank you card. Anyways, I just think take time. Be considerate.
Mm-hmm.
Write a note in it that's personal to that person. You know, not like a generic thing. It's not that hard. Just do it. It's kind of like writing asking people for cash.
Yeah.
I just think it's a little tacky. Anyways, that's just me.
Be better.
Be better.
Yeah.
Be better than the gap.
Be better than the gap. Is that the quote?
Yeah, it's from Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh,
be better.
Yeah.
No?
It's not coming to mind.
Anyways.
Any other last tips you have?
For registries?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that you should keep in mind to try to put things on your registry that are classic, but still practical.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked people on our Instagram, like, what were their favorite and least favorite items they received off their registry. And, like, overwhelmingly, people said that their least favorite items were, like, that they added china or, mm-hmm. like, crystal glasses or something that they just would not regularly use.
Yeah.
And so I think making sure that you're, you know, balancing that with not necessarily adding things that are like super trendy, but things that are going to be like good staples of your home.
Yeah.
And having that be what's on your registry.
Yeah. I'm trying to think back at our registry cause I can't pull it up, but I don't think I don't think we had very many items that fit what you were describing. Or trying to stay away from.
Like too traditional?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we definitely, I mean, our plates were from IKEA.
Yeah.
But that being said, I wish that I had registered for like a nicer set
right.
of plates. Like things that would really last.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's 8 years
lasted.
Later and we still have them.
Still
good job, IKEA. But
there's
we
a
were...
chip or two. And...
No, I'm just saying like we were really young. So we were picking things that were like fit our lifestyle then, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
I just think that if I were to re-register now, there would be very different items.
Right.
Just trying to think of things that are just like, you know, going to stand the test of time that are going to stay in your home for a while.
That totally makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. All right. So let's move on to registries from the guest's point of view.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. So first of all, how much do you think you should spend on a gift?
I always go back to like the $50 range.
Oh, generically for everyone.
Generically for $50. But I think if you know them
uh-huh.
a little more than just a friend,
uh-huh.
then it goes up. I think 50 is your base. You start there.
Okay.
Everyone should be buying something very
How did
bucks.
You do? How did you decide $50? That seems so random.
I just think that, I don't know, maybe it's not like a birthday. It's a big deal.
Okay.
Right? So I think it should
be. And $50 is a big deal?
Well, maybe I'm thinking $50 at the time when I was getting married.
Okay.
It's more of a big deal.
Yeah.
Inflation, I don't know. But but to me, like 50, if someone got me a $50 gift, that
uh-huh.
seems more like, even if it's something that I registered for, it seems like they thought about it. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
I would say that would
so,
be my
follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think that deciding how much
pricing
to spend on people is so hard.
Arbitrary.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Anyways, piggybacking off of that,
mm.
now is $50 is that if just you go to the wedding?
I think so.
So then if it's me and you, is it 100?
I think
if it's me, you, and Niles, is it 150? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, is it $50 a person?
I think 50 is where you start at,
mm-hmm.
and then I think if you're going as a couple, then it goes up.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it has to go up another $50.
Okay.
I think... if everyone that's coming your wedding gives you at least a $50 gift,
you're making out like a bandit.
You're making out. No. No, I don't know. Something about just like a $50 amount, you know, like right. It goes up in the new bill, right? You got a $20 bill, not a big deal. $50 bill, that's a big deal.
Hot dog.
You know?
I don't know. I just said that. Sorry. That's really interesting. I think that pricing for things is so interesting.
Yeah.
I think the general rule of thumb when it comes to like how much to think about spending on a gift is like covering the cost of what it would be for you to be at the wedding.
Right.
So like what was your plate at dinner?
Right.
What were all of the things that went involved in like inviting an extra person? And then think about that's the amount that I'll spend on a gift. But I don't think that that's necessarily like a good way to do it. I think that based on like your family's economic status, like what you could afford, how well you know the person, like all of these other things, if you had to like travel, are you also getting a hotel room and a whatever, you know?
Right.
I think that there are lots of different things that you should factor into it, and that it doesn't necessarily, it's not like a general number for everybody that's what you should have to spend.
Totally agree that you shouldn't listen to anything that I just said.
No.
I think it's interesting. For me, in my brain, this is a wedding gift. It's at least $50.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't necessarily have to be that it's one item that's $50. Because I do think that if you know the person better, and you can find something that... I'm not trying to say you shouldn't buy it off the registry.
That was going to be my next question.
I'm not trying to say you should do that, because 99% of the time you shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't go off the registry. Okay.
But I think for the 1% of like your best friend or your very close friend, or you might even be in the bridal party or something like that, and you know them and have some like personal experience about
what they like,
you can go off the registry and don't have to spend a set amount because it's a more personal gift. I'm not trying to say you're like those great uncles out there. Don't just go buy something random that's expensive that's not on the list.
Yeah. Are you trying to think of our wedding?
No, not at all.
I mean, that's another thing that a lot of people commented on our Instagram post was the idea of like we got stuff that was off of our registry, which I feel pretty strongly about. If you got something off of my registry, you better know that I like it.
Right.
Especially if it's something that
Off of the registry. Like not on, right.
Not on the registry. That's what I mean.
Not off the registry. Off of.
Ooh, that's confusing.
It's very confusing.
Okay. So for example, we got off of our registry. Okay. This is going to be confusing now. On our registry was a set of like mixing bowls.
Yeah.
And, whatever. And then we had people buy us mixing bowls that were not on our registry.
Right.
And it's like, no, I already hand selected the thing that I liked best and gave you a link to it.
Right.
Give me that, not this random thing.
Yeah.
And like similarly, like if I didn't register for candlesticks, and you don't know me really well, like, don't give me do I look like somebody that's going to use candlesticks?
Right.
That's not a good example because I probably would, but I just think that you need to think about if you're giving them a gift off of the registry, go on to their registry and make sure that it aligns with the things that they did pick.
Right.
That you're not re-giving them something that they did register
right.
for, and that it's going to go with their aesthetic that they already have.
Yeah. I would
but say I agree with you that if you are getting them something that's not on the registry, see, I switched it.
Mm.
If you're giving them something that's not on the registry, then you need to make sure that they're like a good friend and you know they're going to like it.
Right. And it could be a much more different gift. It's probably not going to be just a general household item because they probably would have registered for the one they wanted.
Right.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
Right.
And then another thing that people said on that Instagram post was that people gave them art.
Mm.
And my family goes pretty strongly with the idea that you never gift people art. Don't ever gift someone something that is going to like, that they essentially like have to decorate their home with.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That's a
like,
good
that's
point.
Just like, that's just like a bold
that's
thing.
That's stressful too. Cause then as the person that's receiving the gift,
you're like, oh shoot, do I have to hang this up?
Right.
Like, if you don't like it,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe you don't have a place in your home for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you have to, like, like, where do I put it? Like, I think
do you keep
art
for your next
things,
house. It's like, right, oh my gosh, right?
Things that
yeah.
hang on your wall are, it's too personal.
Right.
It's too personal to give as a gift, I think. And that was echoed with our Instagram post with what people commented. I more than one person said that. So mm-hmm. I think that it is worth noting.
Yeah.
Don't give people a gift of something that's like an obligatory decorate your home with this and take up wall space.
Right.
Unless you like really, really.
Even
know.
Then I would be like, hey, can you tell me some art that you like? You know, like yeah. I wouldn't even, I don't know.
Right. It's just like a bold move.
Right. And even if you know someone very well, I'm sure you probably don't know yeah. their artistic taste.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's right. that's so specific.
Or that you've been to their home and know that there's like this empty wall.
Right. You even measured the wall that right. you know is not actually going to have a print in. Yeah.
I just think it's too specific. Not a good idea. Avoid yep. it. Avoid it.
Yeah. Pro tip. That's a very good tip.
Okay, any other, like, guests' point of view things?
I think that the other thing that pops in my head is whether or not you buy a gift and bring it with you. And I think we talked about this a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But from our own wedding experience.
You mean instead of just, like, mailing it
straight
to
the couple? Instead of mailing it, you bring it with them
yeah.
you know, on the wedding day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to speak from our own experience uh-huh. that planning, having to plan another thing for, like, if you get a lot of gifts on your wedding day,
yeah.
you have to plan someone to... For us, we got married on a field in a barn, and it wasn't, like, a venue that could be, like, that will, like, hold them. Or, you know, like, there was no situation, like, figured out, so we had to figure it out ourselves.
Okay, so...
Sorry, that was a really long rambling.
No, I'm going to, like, rephrase
yeah,
it,
please
if that's
do.
Okay. So we did a lot of DIY things and already had a lot to take care of and to reload into cars and to redo.
Mm-hmm.
And for 300 people to have brought us a gift would have been a lot of extra work to reload into cars.
Right.
And, I mean, it was. We did
yeah.
have a lot of gifts that were brought for us.
Yeah.
Love them. Thank you so much. Not trying to be rude.
Yeah.
But I never bring a physical gift to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think maybe I've done that once.
Yeah.
And it was because I, like, went in with several people and we wanted to, like, all sign the card or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just think just that's another thing to put onto the couple. Just mail it to them.
Yeah.
There's free shipping.
Yeah. Everybody's got free shipping.
Everybody gets free shipping.
Yeah.
And so just
I think
ship
it's
it
actually,
to
if
them.
It's $50 or more, everyone gets free shipping. So maybe that's why the $50 price point makes sense.
Is that why
yeah.
I came to your I just think that it just makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can write the little note that goes with the box. It's
mm-hmm.
not going to get lost. They're going to give the gift receipt with that box.
Yeah.
So if they need to return it or they got duplicates of it, you know, it just makes it so much easier for the couple, I
and
think.
And if you're getting married in a field and it's breezy, who knows? Maybe your card
it could
won't
get lost.
Right, your card won't make it to with the gift and you, they'll never know.
They'll never know. Or you're my mom and she sits down in the middle of her living room in her wedding dress and opens everything. Anyways, I just think it makes it, it's just like one more thing to put onto the couple
right.
or to take off
to.
Their plate.
Yeah.
I just think it's nice to
take
just
it
like,
off their plate.
Take it off their plate.
And buy them some plates.
That are shipped directly
that are shipped
to them.
Directly to them.
Okay. Anyways, there's some random rambling on wedding registries.
Yeah, I think it was good. A lot of helpful tips.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You want to go register for a wedding?
I kind of, like, we should re-register, just like take 10 minutes,
wait,
re-register real quick.
I do.
And see how, try to think.
Wait, I do think that would be fun if we could just, like, re-register.
Maybe we'll post it on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
A little story.
What would, like, your three stores be?
Oh.
I mean, I know I just said that you could register for, like, a ton of different stores, but, like, where would you register?
In my current life situation, I probably would have done, like, Amazon.
Okay.
And I probably would have done Target. I love Target.
Who doesn't?
I know. And then maybe probably a weird one, like...
REI.
Yeah, or something, yeah, like, I don't know, like Dick's Sporting Goods or something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. I don't know.
A Home Depot.
Yeah, Home Depot. Yeah, Home Depot, for
that's
sure. Home Depot would be on the top list.
You
Home
want
Depot.
Some tools.
Yeah,
some
tools.
DIY thing.
Yeah. Or
I,
Tractor Supply, because then I can get, like,
stuff
chicken,
the chicken
stuff. And, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What about you?
I would have, I mean, we did register at Crate and Barrel, but I would have gone in harder.
Right.
And, like, I just.
Crate and Barrel stuff's
yeah. We got, like,
timeless.
Cheap kitchen stuff, and I wish that I had gotten just, like, a little bit nicer. nicer things. There was a reason. It's fine. Or like CB2. Mm. Anyways, Food 52.
Yeah.
The good places.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, sorry, rant over. Let us know if you have any questions, and good luck with your registry.
Bye.